The visit to Moscow by Sudan's second top general, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, on Wednesday must be viewed in the context of Sudan's current economic crisis. According to Samah Salman, a strategic and economic analyst and president of the civil society group U.S. Educated Sudanese Association, Salman says while Sudan's economy has been faltering for years, the military takeover on October 25th and the West's subsequent cutting off of assistance to Sudan dealt a serious blow to the Northeast African country's economy.
The economic effects of the West cutting off assistance to Sudan is disastrous because you have an already dysfunctional economic situation. To start on a program to cancel 80% of Sudan's $60 billion debts. So we're talking about $46 billion in debt, which is now hanging in the balance. Inflation continues to hover over 400%. And this is Sudan now has the second highest level of inflation in the world after Venezuela.
Following the October coup, the U.S. immediately suspended $700 million in aid to Sudan, which was intended for humanitarian and democratic transition assistance. The U.S. and other Western countries suspended assistance worth billions of dollars to Sudan and paused a program to cancel most of Sudan's external debts, standing at nearly $60 billion. Sudan's local currency has been deteriorating against the U.S. dollar, while its inflation rate is one of the highest in the world. Senior fellow at the Atlantic Council's Africa Center, Cameron Hudson, says Sudan has reason to turn to Russia for help.
There's certainly an economic motivation here, although Russia is not, a donor country. It's not an economic powerhouse. So I think with the trip to Russia, it's even more of a signal of a strategic shift. And trying to play on U.S. or Western fears that Sudan, as much as it has been trying to pivot into maybe a Western or U.S. orientation, it might now, in fact, be pivoting back.
Hudson says building friendly relations with Sudan also serves Russia's strategic interests in Africa.
Russia grows its presence in Africa through a deeper partnership and relationship with Sudan. And if you just look at the map, they've tried to gain a foothold in Libya through their support to Haftar. They have clearly taken root in Central African Republic. They're now in Mali. And so they are executing on a strategy to rebuild their influence across Africa. And, a relationship with Sudan and a seaport on the Red Sea, gives them really a huge strategic advantage.
Russia signed an agreement with former Sudan military ruler Omar al-Bashir to build a naval base on the Red Sea. The agreement was put on hold during the civilian-led transitional government, but since the military takeover in October, officials have indicated the project might still be on the table. Salman says the visit by General Dagalo, also known as Hemeti, to Russia is no surprise as he has been engaged with Russia through the Wagner Group, a pseudo-private Russian military company operating in parts of Africa.
We can see Russian hegemony in Africa through an entity called the Wagner Group. Even though the Wagner Group is reported to be a private security company, many reports show that it's actually a state actor or a state-linked actor, and it is one of the primary actors that the Russian government is using to intensify its competition with the U.S. in Africa. Russia uses the Wagner Group to supply Russian military assets, weapons, and funds to fragile countries like Sudan, Central African Republic, Mozambique, Libya, Mali, and Madagascar.
Salman says there is evidence that the Wagner Group is supporting General Dagalo's rapid support forces in exchange for lucrative mining deals in Sudan. Salman says Sudan's military rulers are seeking support from Russia in case the U.S. follows through with threats of imposing targeted sanctions on the leaders of the Sudan military coup.
I believe that General Hemeti and General Burhan, they know that the possibility of targeted sanctions from the U.S. looms over their heads. after they carried out the October 25th coup. And Hemeti will be looking to an alliance with Russia for continued military and financial assistance, especially as a preemptive measure if such sanctions by the U.S. are imposed on them.
For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.